The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. Tonight, the Breeze 94.5 heads to the jungle for the C24 District Championship game between the Sutton Mustangs and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals.
Oban comes out to Jordan Slough, moves it back down in the corner. There's a three-pointer by Burr, shot good. That's the first three-pointer of the ballgame for Creighton Burr, and we are tied up at 28 points apiece here in quarter number three.
For the Cardinals, they find themselves in this championship game after a very impressive second-half comeback in the sub-district championship.
On the high post, Creighton Burr's got it. He moves it down the right side of the lane, down in the corner. Williams wide open for three, takes a shot and hits a big, big, big bucket by Lorenzo Williams. A three-pointer from the right corner. Nobody out on him defensively for St. Cecilia. 39-34, the Hawks now down by 5 points.
It's the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and the Sutton Mustangs, and it's on the Breeze 94.5. But first, let's take you courtside for the New Tech Seed pregame show with the call on tonight's game. Here's Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5 from the jungle at Hastings High tonight. The C24 District Championship ball game between the Sutton Mustangs and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Donovan coming in, a record of 22 wins, 3 losses on the season, beating Blue Hill and Hastings St. Cecilia in their sub-district tournament last week. They beat the Bobcats by a score of 69-46, and they beat Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 43-35. Sutton coming in. They have a mark of 16 wins and 9 losses on the season. Sutton wins their sub-district championship last week with wins over Superior 44-24 and over Third Central by a score of 55-27. Sutton, the team that has relied on their defense all season long this year, they're giving up only 34.7 points per ball game on defense. They're averaging 42.8 on the offensive end. Meanwhile, Donovan Trumbull, maybe a little offensive-oriented. They're averaging 57.9 points per ball game on offense, giving up 43.6 on the defensive end. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. That's Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Tyson Ovronik will join us next. He's got both coaches standing by as we continue on the New Tech Seeds pregame show right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening. Welcome inside the locker room here. I'm Tyson Ovronik for the Breeze 94.5 as we get set for tonight's C24 District Championship game between the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and the Sutton Mustangs. Joining us now on the program, we have the head coach for the Sutton Mustangs, John Ladahoff, is with us. And coach, first of all, appreciate the time.
Damn, no problem.
Coach, as we get set for district championships tonight, district finals, of course, it's a very exciting time for both these schools as the state tournament's, of course, the next game up. But first of all, we got the district finals tonight, and a very, very difficult Donovan Trumbull team comes to Hastings. Talk a little bit about what you know about Donovan.
Well, we know they're a very athletic bunch. They do a very good job of dribble drive within their offense. They're very athletic. They've got some very good post play, to which they're good inside, but they also, again, their guards are very quick, and so they do a lot of stuff with screen and roll and looking high-lows. So they're a very good bunch of basketball players, so we're going to have our hands full defending them tonight. So,
Coach, let's kind of talk a little bit about your Sutton Mustangs here, and in particular the last couple games. Is really the last time that I had the opportunity to watch you guys was way back on December 20th when you played Hastings St. Cecilia, but obviously the team's changed since then. Talk about how the season has gone for you recently, especially where you want to be playing your best basketball.
Well, one of the things, we've continued to play decent half-court defense. I think we've done a decent job. Our offense is getting better. We're still trying to find some more people to step up and score, but I think our kids are playing with some confidence. We've we've had to get the ball inside more and get some more touches that way. I think our post players have done a decent job lately here finishing in and around the basket. And our guards, again, if we can get some inside shots going, then that opens up a few things for our outside game. But we've been playing better just overall as an inside-outside here as of late.
Once again, John Ladahoff joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show as Sutton gets set to take on Donovan Trumbull. Really kind of a defensive, physical game when you played Hastings St. Cecilia. Is that going to be kind of the mindset heading into tonight?
Well, I think just seeing how Donovan Trumbull played St. Cecilia, and they played, again, solid defense and held them in the 30s. And when we played St. Cecilia, it was in the 20s. So I'm guessing it will be some fairly physical, you know, man-to-man defense. That's one of the things where if our defense will play solid, I think we'll have a chance, but our offense does have to come along. And probably, you know, a lot of these games, you know, you see them maybe upper 40s, or the first person that gets around upper 40s or 50 is going to be the winner. So I look forward to a pretty challenging, you know, half-court defensive battle.
Coach, you talk a little bit about finding some additional scoring on the offense, and I think another key for you guys might be just when you have possession of the basketball to make sure that that translates to points as well.
Exactly. We got to take care of the basketball. We have to be strong with the basketball, and we have to have solid possessions, run some various sets, and, you know, use a lot of cuts and different things, and take some quality shots and then knock down those shots. So I know they don't give up a lot of second chance points because they're a very solid rebounding team. So we're going to have to step up and knock down some shots tonight.
The Sutton Mustangs and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals in the C24 district final played over at Hastings tonight. Coach, lastly, before we let you wrap up, just sort of give us maybe as far as the battle down low, post play. We've seen Donovan Trumbull play quite a bit here the past couple of days doing the C2 sub-district, but talking about just the rebounds and the importance on that.
Yeah, rebounding is going to be a key. We know that Burr and Cook are both solid inside, and their other guards and their backup post, they come in and they do a good job stepping, you know, putting a hip on them and checking them out, and then also not fearing going to the glass ourselves. We have to try to get some offensive boards and try to create some offense that way with maybe some putbacks. But it's going to be physical down low, and we just have to get in there and just battle them. So we'll see what happens.
Coach, before we let you go, it's one of those things, you know, you win, you're into the state tournament. Sort of give us maybe the mindset of the boys and how you keep the emotions in check before you take the floor tonight.
Well, I think it is. It's one of those things where sometimes as you start to think about the game, you know, you sense it's always one of the toughest games. When you win, you're in, and if you don't, your season's over. But we've really talked a lot about playing possession by possession, quarter by quarter, and we'll let the outcome, you know, we can't worry about that right now. We can't think about the other things. It's just take one thing at a time, and then, like we said, we'll see what works out. So,
John Ladahoff once again joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Sutton and Donovan Trumbull tonight. Tip-off coming up here in just a few minutes. It's the New Tech Seed pregame show. When we come back, we'll check out on the Donovan Trumbull side of things as we get set for C24 district finals tonight on the Breeze 94.5.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we have made our way over to the Donovan Trumbull locker room to get set for tonight's big district title game, the district championship game between the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and the Sutton Mustangs. Joining us now on the program, we have the head coach for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, Steve Hartman, on the line. And, Coach, appreciate the time.
Well, thank you, Tyson, and we appreciate you guys covering us.
Coach, let's talk a little bit first before we start talking about tonight's game. A big win for you last Thursday night as you were able to defeat the St. Cecilia Bluehawks in the sub-district finals, and it was a big second half for you guys. Talk about the tale of two halves that was that game.
Well, we were able to lock them down defensively pretty good in the second half. We took away a couple of the things that they'd had some success in the first half with. We did a better job down in the post. The Skok kid was really had a great first half against us, and we had to give him a little more attention than we had in the first half. And then our guard pressure was just really unbelievable. Jordan and Lorenzo really stepped up the pressure on the perimeter, and that, you know, really was the biggest key, I think, in the game, was the ball pressure we had on the perimeter.
And Coach, maybe talk a little bit about the Sutton Mustangs. What kind of challenges are they going to present to you tonight?
Well, we know they're going to be very physical on the defensive end and make it tough for us. We make it tough for us to establish our inside game, and we're going to have to really execute and pick our times and be patient enough to get a great shot against them every time down the floor. On the offensive end, they've got a dynamic athlete in Wiseman who we've really got to control his dribble penetration, and they really are a team that's very good in transition, and we feel like we have to get back, and they've got a couple kids that can knock down shots, and we've got to slow them down in transition on the defensive end.
Coach, as far as the locker room mentality is concerned, and it's always kind of a concern at this point in the postseason, you know, where you start to read the media pundits and start to look at, who's in, who's out. How do you just keep the guys focused and avoiding the noise and just playing this basketball game tonight?
Well, I these kids have really been through some wars, and we've basically been underdogs a lot for a team that's 22-3. We've had a lot of doubters all season, and I'm not quite sure why, but we have. And I know again tonight, it's going to be a game where our kids are going to have to stick together and just hang in there. And I think they'll continue to do that. We finally are getting close to being healthy. But just when you think that, we've got Jordan Slough's been pretty sick all weekend, so we hope he's able to go full speed. Other than that, I think we are close to healthy again.
Coach, as far as the district finals are concerned, is there any difference in preparation for tonight?
No, not really. I mean, we've just got to carry on the same attitude that we had last weekend, and really we've tried to prepare for each game down the stretch in that same manner, as we knew we had the wild card close to being in hand, and we didn't have an opportunity to slip up with the sub-district. As tough as it was, we wanted to, give us every chance we could to secure that wild card. So we've just got to continue on and get after it again tonight, go out and execute on the offensive end and give great effort on the defensive end.
Well, once again, Coach Steve Hartman joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, congratulations on the sub-district championship and good luck as you face off against Sutton in what should be a pretty good game here tonight on the Breeze 94.5. We thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, Tyson.
Steve Hartman joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Well, it's just about set for tip-off. When we come back, we'll head back out to courtside as the Sutton Mustangs and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals get set to square off in the C2-4 district final. Tip-off's next on The Breeze.
We're the New Tech Boys Superstore. Our name's Superstore. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. With a you get more. Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
The Breeze 94.5.
Again, welcome back to the jungle here at Hastings High as we get set for boys district championship action here tonight. Sutton and Donovan Trumbull, one of six district championships being played around the state in Class C2 tonight. Freeman is playing UTAN in the C2-1 district final that's being staged at Waverly tonight. C2-2, it's Archbishop Bergen taking on Winnebago. That's at Oakland Craig tonight. C2-3 is at Clarkson Lee High School. You got Battle Creek taking on Twin River. Sutton against Donovan Trumbull here at Hastings High in C2-4. C2-5, you've got Hardington Cedar Catholic against Ainsworth. That went up at Battle Creek. And then C2-6 is being played out at North Platte tonight. Ravenna is taking on Gibbon. So the six district champions will move on to the Boys State High School basketball tournament coming up the second weekend of March down in Lincoln. Then you've got two wild card teams, and that's where things get interesting. Ainsworth, Donovan Trumbull, Archbishop Bergen, the top three teams as far as the power points are concerned. Then you've got Hastings St. Cecilia in there at fourth. Southern Valley is fifth. Ravenna sixth. Kimball is in seventh. Freeman is eighth. All those teams have a legitimate shot of maybe challenging for one of the two wild cards in Class C2, depending on what happens here tonight. I know we got some St. Cecilia fans tuned into us here tonight. The scenario, as far as we can get here tonight, in order for St. Cecilia to qualify for the boys' state tournament, the Hawks will need Ainsworth, Donovan Trumbull, and Archbishop Bergen to win tonight, in addition to Lincoln Christian in the Class C2 ranks here tonight. Also, a Bishop Newman will also help St. Cecilia in their wild card points here tonight as things unfold as the Hawks try to secure a berth in the boys' state tournament after losing to Donovan Trumbull in the sub-district tournament last week. So we're set to go here tonight. Donovan Trumbull and Sutton on the breeze. KOIQ 94.5. We've got some other games going on for you around the area tonight. We've got Ravenna playing Kimball out of North Platte. We'll have some scoring updates for you on that ball game. Also, Grand Island Central Catholic is playing Kearney Catholic tonight over at Hastings College. We'll get you some scoring updates on that one as well, as those games are also on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. So it's Donovan Trumbull, 22-3 on the season. A team that is averaging 57.9 points per ball game on offense, giving up 43.6 on the defensive end. Donovan Trumbull hitting 54% of their field goals so far this year, 31% from three-point territory, 58% from the free throw line. One thing they do is they take care of the basketball. They're only averaging 9 turnovers per ball game. Sutton coming in, averaging 42.8 points per ball game, 34.7 on the defensive end. And they're led by Cole Wiseman, who is averaging 11.5 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Welcome back, and we'll check the starting lineups here at the Jungle at Hastings High as we continue on the breeze right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
The Breeze,
94.5. Playing the national anthem here tonight by the Sutton High School Marching Band as we get sent for the district championship game tonight between Donovan Trumbull and the Sutton Mustangs. We'll get you the starting lineups tonight. They're brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. But the Sutton Mustangs are going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight. They're going to be the home team on the scoreboard. Their white uniforms trimmed and lettered in their red and their black. They'll go with Cole Wiseman, a 6-foot senior. Wiseman averaging 11.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Nicholas Honesey is a 6-foot-4-inch junior. Honesey is averaging 4.2 points and 2.4 rebounds per game. Andrew Pulowski is a 6-foot-1-inch junior. He's averaging 8.2 points and 2 rebounds per game. Tristan Sheridan is a 6-foot-1-inch sophomore. Sheridan is averaging 4.7 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. Then you've got Noah Johnson, a 6-foot junior. Johnson is averaging 8.7 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. For Donovan Trumbull here tonight, they'll go with Jordan Slough, a 5'9" senior. Slough is averaging 8.2 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Also, Creighton Burr, a 6'5" senior. Burr is averaging 16.7 points and 8.2 rebounds per game. Burr is also leading the team in block shots with 67. He's got 2.2 assists, 1.4 steals per ball game. Scored 27 in the ball game against Blue Hill last week. The other starters for Blue Hill, you've got Lorenzo Williams, a 5'7" senior. Lorenzo Williams averaging 6.6 points and 2.2 rebounds per game. Grady Cook is a 6'5" senior. Grady is averaging 8.2 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. And Riley Wilfong, a 6-foot senior. Wilfong is averaging 11.4 points and 4.2 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe, facing 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So the introduction of the starting lineups here tonight at the Hastings High Tiger Gym as we get set for basketball action between Sutton and Donovan Trumbull. Despite the proximity of these two towns, they did not play during the regular season, which strikes me as kind of surprising. Not meet in the regular season, so they're meeting for the first time here tonight in this C24 district championship ball game. The girls' state high school basketball tournament gets underway on Thursday down in Lincoln. It'll run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Then the boys' state tournament will go next week. It'll be on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with the 6 championship ball games slated for Saturday at Pinnacle Bank Arena on both weekends. So we're trying to fill it out the field here for the boys' state tournament field here tonight with district championship games in C1, C2, D1, and D2. Got some district semifinals being played tonight across the area in classes A and B. And then what doesn't wrap up here tonight will wrap up tomorrow. Then the boys' state tournament field ought to be set by the end of the day on Wednesday. It's going to be Donovan Trumbull shooting to our basket to our left here tonight. Or rather, Donovan Trumbull will shoot to our basket to our right. Sutton will go to our left. Hornacy will jump into the center circle here for the Mustangs. It's going to be Creighton Burr for the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull can still qualify for the boys' state tournament even if they lose this ball game here tonight. They're sitting at second place in the point standings in Class C2. That is not the same story for the Sutton Mustangs. If they lose tonight, their season is going to be over. They're well on down the point standing list. So we're set to go. Here's Creighton Byrne in the center circle now against Hornacy for Sutton. Ball is in the air. The tip easily controlled by Donovan Trumbull as they come into their offensive zone for the first time here tonight. Sutton very good on defense. They give up only 34.7 points per ball game. We'll see if they can shut down this Donovan Trumbull offense here tonight. Here's Grady Cook with the ball over on the wing on the left side. They pound it in the lane down to Creighton Burr. The ball is going to knock loose. It's on the floor now. We got a scramble and a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Sutton, so it's going to be a turnover on Donovan Trumbull to begin this basketball game. Ryder Pounder down low, and the ball is deflected away. The scramble ensued. And we got a jump ball called here, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sutton after Donovan Trumbull controls the opening tip. So the Mustangs come back with the basketball. Here's Cole Wiseman. He's their leading scorer, averaging 11.5 points per ball game. This Sutton team is maybe a little bit offensively challenged here this year, averaging 42.8 points per ball game. They rely on their defense, like Steve Sponberg built this thing the past couple of years. Steve, of course, leaving Sutton and now is the baseball coach at Hastings College. There's a personal foul that's going to be called here on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on Lorenzo Williams. That's going to be his first foul, first team foul in the Cardinals. Sutton will play it in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come out to a Pulowski. Comes across the top down to Noah Johnson. They throw it over on the wing on the right side to Cole Wiseman. Out to Tristan Sheridan with the ball. Out to the top of the key. Here's Pulowski. His shot is up there for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Creighton Burr of Donovan Trumbull. Here come the Cardinals back the other way. Jordan Slough has got the ball out to Burr. Lobs it down low. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring. Shooting and missing is Grady Cook. And the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull back the other way. Brother, here's Sutton coming back to their offensive zone. It's going to be Pulowski with the ball. Down to Hornacy out here in three-point territory. Dribbles to his left. Bounce pass comes out to Noah Johnson at the top of the key. Over on the wing on the right side to Wiseman. Top of the circle, that's just Sheridan with the ball. Moves it to the left side to Pulowski. Man-to-man defense here for Donovan Trumbull. Out here to Noah Johnson. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Hornacy. He has worked the ball around the perimeter. Over here again is going to be Cole Wiseman. Top of the circle is Sheridan. Over on the wing on the right side to Honesty again. Top of the key to Noah Johnson. Dribbling it down the right side of the lane. Stomps comes out to Wiseman. There's a pass in the lane. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good by Honesty. And the ball is brought down by Grady Cook of Donovan Trumbull. Here come the Cardinals back the other way. Still no score in this ball game. We played almost 2 minutes. Driving down the lane is Wolfong. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Wolfong misses one there. And the rebound comes down to the Sutton Mustangs coming back the other way. There's a pass deflected, but it's picked back up. Cole Wiseman has got the ball. Wiseman goes over on the far side now. Holding the ball over there is going to be Tristan Sheridan as they get it back to the top of the circle to Noah Johnson. To Cole Wiseman. Boy, they're going to be very patient here tonight for the Sutton Mustangs. There's Noah Johnson with the ball. Johnson comes over here in the wing to Nicholas Honesty. Out to Sheridan. He's passed the ball around the perimeter here looking for his seam. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in. Noah Johnson hits a free throw line jumper for Sutton, and the Mustangs are out on top of Donovan Trumbull by a score of 2-0. We have played 2.5 minutes, and we have one field goal in the ball game. 2-0, Sutton has got the lead. Here's Jordan Slough with the ball in the wing, having problems with it over here. Slough looking, finally gets the ball away. Out to Wilfong, comes out here into three-point territory to Lorenzo Williams. Williams dribbling with the ball now to Grady Cook at the top of the key, lobs it inside. Creighton Burr spins, puts up a shot in the lane, good. Creighton Burr is averaging 16.7 points per ball game. He hits his first field goal of the ball game, and now with 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter, it's a 2-2 ball game. Donovan Trumbull and the Sutton Mustangs here tonight. Boys High School basketball. Honesty with the ball on the wing. Comes out between the circles again to Sheridan. Moves it over in the wing. That's going to be Wiseman. Down to the free throw line, Johnson. His shot's going to be up there too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Slough. Jordan Slough runs her back the other way for Donovan Trumbull down the right sideline. Slough comes out here to Creighton Burr on the wing. Creighton takes it to the free throw line. Jump pass to the far sideline. Wilfong has got the ball. Takes it down to the baseline. Loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. And let's see. They're going to give the ball here to Donovan Trumbull as it was knocked out of his hands down there by the Mustangs. So Donovan will play things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. 4:29 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Slough comes way outside down to Lorenzo Williams. Williams dribbles with the ball to the elbow, right side. His side's up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Sutton. Noah Johnson has got the ball for Sutton. The Wiseman gets the ball ahead to Sheridan. His shot in the lane is no good, but he's knocked down, and the foul's going to be called. Tristan Sheridan is knocked down as he goes to the hole there for Sutton. And the personal foul is going to be called on Lorenzo Williams of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be his second. Team foul number two on the Cardinals. Going to the free throw line will be Tristan Sheridan. For Sutton, he is averaging 4.7 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. Has not scored so far in this one. 2-2 is the score. Donovan, Trumbull, and Sutton tied up here. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Sheridan. Here comes Eric Tobin in the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. He's going to replace Grady Cook, who checks out now. Also coming in is going to be, looks like, Trey Raymer for the Sutton Mustangs. 3-2, the score. Sutton has got the lead. Sheridan to the free throw line. His second one is up there and in. So it's a 4-2 ball game. Now Sutton has got the lead with 4:16 to play in the first quarter. Here's Jordan Slough with the ball. Slough brings it into the offensive zone on a dribble, moves it to the left side of the floor. Jordan Slough on the wing, behind the screen, trying to move it down the lane. He's cut off there by Wiseman. That's a good matchup outside tonight on the perimeter between these two teams. Here's a Tobin with the ball now to a Riley Wolfong behind the screen from Creighton Burr. Hands it away to Slough. Now to Burr. Back to Jordan Slough. Down in the corner to Wolfong. Works the left side of the floor. Back on top now to Noah Keller, who's into the ball game. Here's Jordan Slough on the wing on the right side. Sutton is in a man-to-man defense. Slough pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Tobin. Over there in the corner to Noah Keller. Brings it up right inside the free throw line. And shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wiseman. Cole Wiseman runs it back the other way for the Sutton Mustangs down the right sideline. Gets it now to Sheridan, top of the key, over here to a Pulowski. Pulowski gets it out to Raymer at the top of the circle on the dribble, moves it to the wing. Over here to a Noah Johnson. Johnson comes over here to a Cole Wiseman. Wiseman gets a little instructions from his coaching staff down here. Dribble penetration, nice pass inside to Johnson. Mishandles the ball. Johnson comes out of there with it, though. Comes to the near sideline to Pulowski, back out to Wiseman. 3:07 to play in the first quarter. 4-2 is the score. Sutton has got a two-point lead over at Donovan Trumbull here in this one. There's Andrew Pulowski with the ball. Now he has problems with it out here in three-point territory, and he's called for the traveling violation. First turnover on Sutton here in the basketball game. End of the ball game now for Sutton is going to be Honesty. He returns to the lineup. Here comes Donovan Trumbull coming back the other way with 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 4-2 the score. Donovan Trumbull is trailing here in the ballgame. And now we've got Tobin. He came off of the floor there for Donovan Trumbull, and he was not supposed to be, so he re-enters the ballgame here. As Donovan Trumbull makes a couple of substitutions, but Tobin was not one of them. Here's Noah Keller with the ball down to Tobin. They get it back inside. Here's Grady Cook. He spins in a lane. His shot's up there and in. Grady Cook scores off of the window, and that ties things up at 4 points apiece with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Boy, the basket's going to be at a premium here tonight. We're going to have to work for every possession here in this basketball game. Noah Johnson has got the ball for Sutton out to Wiseman. Wiseman moves it over the wing on the right side to Sheridan. Looking for the cutter. Comes out to the top of the key. Now to Wiseman. He holds the ball. Down the left side, here's a Honesty. Bounce pass back to the top of the circle again. Noah Johnson over to Raymer on the wing on the right side. Raymer trying to dribble inside. Spins, takes it to the elbow. In trouble, gets the ball away. Here's Noah Johnson. Johnson over to Cole Wiseman on the wing. Top of the key again. That's Honesty with the ball. Right side is going to be Noah Johnson. Takes the ball down on the baseline on the dribble. He goes up for the shot. It's up and in. Johnson among a tall timber down there, but he scores. Johnson's got his second field goal of the ball game, and Sutton goes out on top by a score of 6-4 with a minute and 51 seconds to play here in this one. We're in the first quarter from the Tiger Gym, the jungle up here at Hastings High. There's a pass deflected. Grady Cook picks her back up. Now to Burr for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down here to Wiseman. Wiseman grabs the rebound for the Sutton Mustangs as he hustles back the other way. Sheridan moves over to the right side to Honesty. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Wiseman has got the ball. Wiseman brings it back out to Noah Johnson, right side of the lane. Down to a buck 22 left here in the first quarter. 6-4 the score. Sutton has got a two-point lead. Here's Honesty with it on the wing. Gets it out to Noah Johnson, top of the key. Now to Cole Wiseman on the wing. Entry pass to get it inside to Sheridan. He's double-teamed on the baseline. A whistle sounds. We got a foul called. They got the ball just to the right of the basket there, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on to Noah Keller. That's going to be his first, team foul number three on the Cardinals here in the first quarter of play. And the ball game now is going to be Mitchell Sawyers for Donovan Trumbull. Coming out will be Wolfong. A minute and 9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 6-4. Donovan Trumbull is trailing the Sutton Mustangs here in the C24 district championship ball game from Hastings High tonight. Here's Sutton with the ball, and he mishandled it. That's Noah Johnson losing the ball just to the right of the basket down there on the baseline. That's a second turnover on Sutton here in the ballgame. So Donovan Trumbull comes back the other way with a chance to pull ahead with a three-point field goal. Here's a Noah Keller with the ball. He walks it across the 10-second line. Noah Keller is going to face a zone defense. Now Sutton has gone to a zone defense here on this possession. Down in the corner, contact made. And we've got a personal foul that's going to be called down here. The foul is going to go on Raymer of Sutton. That's going to be his first. That's the first team foul on the Mustangs here in this first half of play. 52.5 seconds to go. Into the ball game again for Donovan Trumbull. It's going to be Riley Wolfong. Wolfong comes in. Eric Tobin goes out. So it'll be Donovan Trumbull inbounding the ball from deep in the corner here on the near sideline. Noah Keller will trigger things in. Sutton flies zone in that last possession. We'll see what they do here as they get the ball inbounded to Riley Wolfong down in the corner. Wolfong brings it down the right sideline. That comes back out into three-point territory over to Noah Keller. And now Sutton has gone back to a man-to-man defense. Wolfong out near the 10-second line to Keller here on the near sideline. Keller trying to get away. Nearly travels with the ball. Keller has still got it. And finally, a five-second violation. Keller was trapped here right in front of the Sutton bench. Sutton pleading for the five-second call, and then he finally get it. It's going to be a second turnover on Donovan Trumbull here in the ballgame. Coming into the contest now for Sutton is going to be Andrew Pulowski. Pulowski comes in. Raymer comes out. 34.5 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 6-4. It is Sutton out on top of Donovan Trumbull here tonight in a C24 district championship ball game. Here comes Cole Wiseman with the ball into the offensive zone. Bounce pass to Noah Johnson. Johnson high right side to Honesty. Honesty top of the key now to Sheridan. Moves over here on the wing on the left side to Cole Wiseman. 200 pass comes out to Noah Johnson. Johnson to the far sideline again to Honesty. Honesty gets it back to Noah Johnson, who hands it back to Cole Wiseman. Man-to-man defense here for Donovan Trumbull. Over in the wing on the right side is going to be Honesty. Brings it back to the near sideline. Pulowski drives the baseline. This scoop shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Creighton Burr. That ball was nearly blocked down there by Burr. Now a long pass and a long shot here at the buzzer is no good by Riley Wolfong. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So a low-scoring affair. What do you expect here tonight between Donovan Trumbull and Sutton? After one quarter, the Sutton Mustangs have the lead. It's Sutton 4, Donovan Trumbull, or rather Sutton 6, Donovan Trumbull 4.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ravenna is out on top of Kimball at the end of the first quarter, 18-14. Ravenna 18, Kimball 14. 6-4 here. It is Donovan Trumbull trailing the Sutton Mustangs. And now we got a personal foul here in the opening possession of this second quarter. It's going to go on Wiseman. That's going to be his first personal foul. Donovan Trumbull inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. They lob it in here to Berger. Sounds up there and in. Creighton Berger scores off of the inbound. That's his second field goal of the ball game. And now we are tied up at 6 points apiece here in the second quarter between Donovan Trumbull and Sutton here tonight. Down on top is Hennessy. Bounce pass goes over on the right side. And Noah Johnson holds the ball. Two-handed pass comes out here to Wiseman. Moves it over here on the wing to Tristan Johnson. Johnson down to Pulowski at the top of the key. Dribbles once. Goes over to Wiseman on the wing. Man-to-man defense here for Donovan Trumbull. Out here at the top of the key, driving the ball is Noah Johnson down to the baseline. He stops, puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Burr. Ball is loose and it's going to be picked up by Donovan Trumbull. A blocked shot, Lorenzo Williams, then grabs the ball here for the Cardinals, back in their offensive zone. Riley Wilfong, now to Creighton Burr, lobs the ball inside, and the foul is going to be called. A holding foul inside is going to go on the Sutton Mustangs, and the personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Tristan Sheridan. That's going to be his first foul, team foul number two on the Mustangs here in this first half of play. Donovan Trumbull inbound the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Riley Wilfong will get things in. The Grady Cook back down to Wilfong in the corner. Shot is up there, no good. An air ball goes sailing over the rim, and the ball is brought down here by Pulowski. Now to Cole Wiseman back for the Sutton Mustangs. They work here against the Donovan Trumbull man-to-man defense. Wiseman drives the baseline. A lot of contact down there, and he was forced out of bounds. No foul called. The Sutton fans don't like that one. A lot of contact as he was driving the ball from the left corner to the goal. And he was forced out of bounds, and that's a turnover on Sutton. That's their third of the ball game. 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in quarter number two. We are tied up at 6 points apiece in the C2-4 district championship ball game tonight here at the Hastings High Tiger Gym. Creighton Burr has got the ball. Creighton Burr, bounce pass, goes left side, down low. Wilfong grabs it. It's got to be blocked down. Wilfong grabs it back. Wilfong on the baseline, down to Creighton Burr. Out here to Lorenzo Williams. Dribble penetration. Stops at the free throw line. Puts a man in the air. Now sends the ball down low to Creighton Burr. Shot's no good. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down here to the Sutton Mustangs. With a board is going to be Johnson. They get the ball ahead. Here's a shot from the baseline by Hennessy. No good. Rebound comes down here to Noah Keller of Donovan Trumbull. Keller gets the ball away to Riley Wilfong. 6:10 to play. Here in the second quarter, we're tied up at 6 points apiece. Here, high right side is going to be Noah Keller. Cross-court pass. Goes over to Lorenzo Williams. They lob it inside to Grady Cook. There's a pass deflected away from Creighton Burr, and the ball is brought down by Sutton. That's the second turnover in the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. Back the other way. Hennessy, his short J from the right baseline is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Riley Wilfong, and now Donovan Trumbull wants to call a timeout. Cardinals head coach Steve Hartman wants to call a timeout. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it.
CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at the Jungle at Hastings High. First quarter numbers, Sutton 2 out of 5 from the field after one quarter, 40%. Donovan Trumbull was 2 out of 8 for 25%. Three-pointers, Sutton was 0 out of 1 in the opening quarter. Donovan Trumbull was 0 out of 1. Rebounds, Sutton had 6. Donovan Trumbull had 3. Sutton had 2 turnovers. Donovan Trumbull had 1. Neither team had a steal. Neither team had a blocked shot. Sutton was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Donovan Trumbull did not get there in quarter number 1. Right now we're tied up at 6 points apiece. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball in their offensive end. This is going to be Noah Keller with the ball. They're working back around to the left side, driving the down the left side of the lane. It's going to be Lorenzo Williams. Comes out here to Grady Cook. Now to Wilfong out here in three-point territory. Eric Tobin calls for the ball. He gets it. Now to Lorenzo Williams. Drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot for the window is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Noah Johnson. Johnson gets it back into the hands of Cole Wiseman. Here come the Mustangs. We're tied up at 6 points apiece here. And in the second quarter, we're about 3 minutes in to period number two. There's a Cole Wiseman, high right side. Gets it to the top of the key to Sheridan. Sheridan down to Pulowski. Pulowski picked up there by Noah Keller. Donovan Trumbull is in a man-to-man defense. Out to Noah Johnson. Moves it over on the wing again to Cole Wiseman. Top of the circle to Sheridan. They pass it over here on the left side to Honesty. Back out to the top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there by Wiseman. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Grady Cook. Cook gets the ball away. Now to Lorenzo Williams into the forecourt here on the near sideline. Wilfong has got it. Wilfong down to Cook. Two-handed pass goes over in the left wing to Noah Keller. Keller now to Lorenzo Williams. Williams behind the screen, moves it inside the free throw circle. Gets it down to Eric Tobin. Tobin down to Wilfong. He's still out here in 3 points territory. Moves it down the left corner to Noah Keller. Keller two-handed pass back out on top to Eric Tobin. Tobin comes over here across the top to Williams. Williams down to the near sideline with the basketball there. It's going to be Wilfong. He gets it to Grady Cook. Over on the left side, Noah Keller. Down to Riley Wilfong again. Good defense here by Sutton. There's a pass inside. It's going to be deflected away from Grady Cook, and that's the third turnover on the Sutton Mustangs around the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Sutton has got the ball back. We're halfway through quarter number two. It's a 6-6 ball game, and now we got a personal foul called down here. A foul is going to be called here on the Mustangs. So an offensive foul called on the Mustangs away from all the action. It's going to go on Wiseman. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number 4 on Sutton here in the first half of play. Boy, the baskets are far and in between two teams that obviously are going to rely on their defense to take them to the state tournament in Lincoln. 6-6 is the score. 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in this second quarter. And bringing the ball back, just walking it across the 10-second line is going to be Riley Wilfong. Wilfong now for Donovan Trumbull comes to the near sideline. Sutton is in a man-to-man defense. Out on top is going to be Lorenzo Williams. Dribbles at the elbow. Puts up a shot. It's going to be short. No good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Sutton. Pulowski has got the ball for the Mustangs. Pulowski goes to the far sideline. Out of Raymer, who's back into the ball game. Raymer down to Sheridan. Over here on the wing to Pulowski. Out on top again. That's going to be Nicholas Honesty with the ball. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the right side. Now reverses it. Gets it to Noah Johnson. Johnson holds the ball. There's a pass to the high post to Sheridan. Throws it back to Pulowski on the wing. Down to Johnson over here on the left side to throw it out of bounds. Slipping down to the hardwood was a Trey Raymer. The pass came to him, and it was behind him out of bounds. That's 4 turnovers now on Sutton. And now the Mustangs want to call a timeout. 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in quarter number 2. We'll take a break with a score. Sutton 6, Donovan Trumbull 6.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, in the second quarter, Sutton has got 2 shot attempts in the first 5 minutes or so. They are 0 for 2 from the field here in the second quarter. Donovan Trumbull, they are 1 out of 7 in the second quarter of play. We've had a grand total of 2 points scored between the two teams here in this second period. It's down to the 3:16 mark. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball back here as they, again, walk into their offensive zone down the near sideline. Riley Wilfong takes off, takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Pulowski. Pulowski to the far sideline to Trey Raymer. Raymer hustles into the offensive zone down for the Mustangs. Over to Pulowski here, high left side, back out to the top of the key to Honesty over here on the wing to Trey Raymer. 200 pass comes out to Noah Johnson, who sends it over here on the wing again to Pulowski. Man-to-man defense. He's guarded there by Lorenzo Williams of DT. Out here between the circles again to a Pulowski. Out here near the 10-second line to Honesty. Right sideline to Raymer. Down to Sheridan here at the top of the key. Sheridan holds the ball over to a Honesty on the wing. Back out between the rings again to Pulowski. Right side, Trey Raymer. Bounce pass goes inside to Sheridan. He gets it back to Raymer as he slides to the basket. His shot's blocked out of bounds. He has passed the ball around the perimeter. Let me find a cutter to take it to the hole. That time it was Raymer, but his shot was deflected out of his hands and out of bounds. So now Sutton will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Raymer will get things in. That's going to be Sheridan with the ball. Sheridan down to Pulowski. Drives to the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down. And the ball's picked up by Burr. Long pass down to four. Lorenzo Williams has it. He loses the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball. Last touchdown there by Sutton. So the Cardinals will play things in. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, we're tied up at 6 points apiece for the C24 District Championship. The rate we're going now, this could be a race to 30 here to win this basketball game. Here's a Creighton Burrow with the ball. Creighton comes out here to a Noah Keller. Noah Keller dribbles the ball, comes across the top. There's a shot by Wolfong for three. The shot's going to be up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Noah Keller has got it. There's a pass inside. A shot is up there, it's up and in. Riley Wolfong scores. They get a second possession there. An offensive board, and now Donovan Trumbull has an 8-6 lead over Sutton. A minute and 53 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Mustangs come back with the basketball. This is going to be Honesty with the ball. Honesty comes over here in the wing on the left side to a Pulowski. Pulowski now to a Tristan Sheridan, who sends a pass over on the right side. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Getting his hands on it for Donovan Trumbull was Riley Wolfong. Into the ball game now for the Cardinals is going to be Eric Tobin. Tobin will come in. Lorenzo Williams will go out. Sutton will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. A minute and 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's 8-6. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead over Sutton tonight. Trey Raymer has got the ball for the Mustangs. Raymer not at Johnson. Way out here in three-point territory. Gives it to Andrew Pulowski. Man-to-man defense here for Donovan Trumbull. Out to Sheridan to the far sideline. Now to Honesty. Honesty free throw line extended to the right side. Honesty gives her up now to Pulowski. Top of the circle, Noah Johnson. Johnson looking for some penetration. Can't do it. Sends it over to the far side again to Pulowski. Picked up there by Creighton Burr. Out to Tristan Sheridan. Down the near sideline again is going to be Trey Raymer. He's being attacked down here. They bring it back around the perimeter. There's a pass going to be deflected into the backcourt. It's saved. Now it's loose in the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. The officials look. And it was a last touch there by Noah Johnson of Sutton. It happened right in front of the Sutton fans over there. They don't agree on that one. Right in front of the Sutton fans on the far sideline, they say Johnson was the last to touch it as the ball was deflected. That is five turnovers on Sutton here in the ball game. 8-6 to score. We're inside a minute to play here in the second quarter. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead and the basketball. Down in the corner is going to be Riley Wolfong now behind his screen. Wolfong brings it to the top of the key, hands it away out here to Eric Tobin, who gets it back to Wolfong again. Wilfong dribbles to the right side of the floor down to Creighton Burr. There's an entry pass going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Grady Cook, and the pass was wide of the target. Picked off by the Sutton Mustangs. That's five turnovers on Donovan Trumbull. There's a shot from deep in the right corner by Pulowski. His field goal is no good. And the rebound comes down to Eric Tobin. Tobin has got it back now for Donovan. 22 seconds to play. 8-6 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got a two-point lead. And now they're going to work for the last shot here of this second quarter. Riley Wolfong with 12 seconds out here near the 10-second line. Guarded there closely by Trey Raymer. Wolfong behind the screen, drives it down to the left side of the lane. There's a bounce pass that's going to be kicked by Sutton and a violation on the Mustangs. Wolowski came up with the ball, but he's also accused of kicking the ball. So Donovan Trumbull will inbound the ball now with 5.1 seconds to play. They'll inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. It's going to be Riley Wolfong inbounding the ball here for Donovan Trumbull looking. Finally gets it in down in the corner. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Noah Keller. Ball is loose, and it's going to be the end of the second quarter of play. As Sutton just grabs the ball in the corner, and that's all she wrote. Lets the time expire. We have reached halftime. We've had a combined 14 points scored between these two teams here tonight. At halftime, Donovan Trumbull has got the lead over Sutton. The score is Donovan Trumbull 8, Sutton 6. So you're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spring in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spring in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Jungle at Hastings High, the score is 8-6. Yeah, we're at halftime. 8-6 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead over the Sutton Mustangs here tonight. Our halftime show is brought to you by the Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything that you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else? Well, you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. I can keep the scoring on a napkin here tonight. Donovan Trumbull, they've got 8 points on the board. They're being led by Creighton Burr. He scored exactly half of the points in the first half. He's got 2 field goals and 4 points here for the Cardinals. Grady Cook has got 2 points, and Riley Wolfong, he has got 2 points. Donovan Trumbull has not yet gotten to the free throw line here in this ball game. They have committed 5 turnovers in the basketball game. For the Sutton Mustangs, Noah Johnson, he has scored 66% of their points. They've got 2 field goals and 4 points for Noah Johnson. The only guy who has scored for Sutton has been Tristan Sheridan. That was a couple of free throws, so Sutton has got 2 field goals and 2 free throws in the first half of play. Johnson has got 4. Tristan Sheridan has got the 2 free throws. And that's all she wrote for Sutton, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 6 points in the first half of play, and they've got 5 turnovers, so each team has got 5 turnovers as they continue to do battle here for the C24 District Championship here tonight. It's Donovan Trumbull out on top of Sutton by the score of 8-6. Again, the scenario is this. If Donovan Trumbull loses this ball game, they can still reach the Boys State High School basketball tournament on a wild card. They are currently sitting in second place in the wild card standings in Class C2. The same is not true for Sutton. They are on down the list. So the Mustangs will have to win their way into the Boys State tournaments next week. The other games that are going on in Class C2 tonight, and some big ones, Freeman playing UTAN at Waverly. Archbishop Bergen is playing Winnebago at Oakland Craig. Battle Creek is playing Twin River at Clarkson Lee tonight. Sutton here against Donovan Trumbull at Hastings High. Huntington Cedar Catholic is playing Ainsworth at Battle Creek, and Ravenna is playing Ravenna is playing Kimball tonight out at North Platte. First quarter score in that ball game was Ravenna leading Kimball by a score of 18-14. Class C1 also holding their district championship ball games tonight across the state. Ball City is playing Lincoln Christian at Nebraska City. Boys Town against Bishop Newman at Midland University in Fremont. Milford is playing Columbus Scotus at Concordia University in Seward. The C14 district final will be played at Wisner-Pilger tonight. That pits Wayne up against Norfolk Catholic. over at Hastings College tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic. And the C-1-6 district final, you've got Cozad against Valentine at Broken Bow. So Class C is tonight. Class D will hold their district championship games tomorrow. Among the games tomorrow, D-1-1 is going to be played at Doan College in Crete between Lord Central Catholic and Bruning Davenport Shickley. D-1-2 is at Norfolk Catholic tomorrow. Howells Dodge against Randolph. D-1-3 is at Grand Island Central Catholic. It'll be Fullerton against Shelton. We'll have that ball game for you tomorrow night on the Breeze beginning at 6:45. D-1-4 will be at Burwell tomorrow night. Clearwater Orchard will play Sandhills Thetford. In D-1-5, it'll be Overton against Cambridge at Holdridge High School. And D-1-6 tomorrow night, North Platte St. Pat's against Hemingford out at Sydney. Class D-2 district championship ball games all on the Tuesday night. At Norris, we're going to have Fall City Sacred Heart playing Exeter Milligan. At Clarkson Lee, that's going to be High Plains Community against Bancroft Rosalie. D-2-3 will be at Northeast Community College in Norfolk. Wyandotte against Spalding Academy. D-2-4 will be at Kearney Catholic tomorrow night. Kennesaw against Elwood. D-2-5 at Hayes Center, Hitchcock County against Paxton. And D-2-6 will be at Hayes Springs. Layton will take on Cody Kilgore. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here tonight. 8-6 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got a 2-point lead over the Sutton Mustangs. We'll come back and get more right after this.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at the Jungle at Hastings High. 8-6 is our score here. It's Donovan Trumbull out on top of the Sutton Mustangs. We're at halftime. Score at the end of the first quarter in C2-5. Hardington Cedar Catholic has got a 1-point lead over Ainsworth. The score is 18-17. St. Cecilia fans are hoping for an Ainsworth victory there, but it's Hardington Cedar Catholic with an 18-17 lead after the first quarter of play. We'll check the halftime numbers for you here at halftime. As you might expect, they're a little bit on the low side. Sutton is hitting 2 out of 10 from the field for 20%. Donovan Trumbull, 4 out of 18 from the field for 22%. On three-pointers, Sutton is 0 out of 3. Donovan Trumbull is 0 out of 2. The rebounds, Sutton has got 12, all on the defensive end. Donovan Trumbull has got 8 rebounds. They've got 1 on offense and 7 on defense. The turnovers, Sutton has got 7 officially here in the first half of play. Donovan Trumbull has got 4. Sutton has got 3 steals. Donovan Trumbull has got 1. Sutton is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line in the first half. Donovan Trumbull has not gotten there yet. The Mustangs have 1 block shot, and Donovan Trumbull with 2 block shots here in the first half of play. 8-6 is the score. It is Donovan Trumbull out on top of the Sutton Mustangs here at the break. We got the third quarter coming up. Our halftime show tonight is brought to you by the Allen Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on the Breeze.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need. Because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it.
CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Ainsworth has gotten out on top of Hardington Cedar Catholic, 34-32. They're at halftime. Ainsworth hit 7 3 pointers in the first half. They lead Hardington Cedar Catholic 34-32 at halftime. 8-6 is the score here. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead over the Sutton Mustangs, and it will be Sutton opening possession here of the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Here's Hennessy with the ball down here in the baseline. The Wiseman gets it back to Hennessy in the lane. His shot no good, but it doesn't make any difference. A traveling violation. 8 turnovers now in Sutton here in the ball game. So it was 6-4 in favor of Sutton at the end of the first quarter, and now it's 8-6. As we start the third quarter, Sutton did not score in quarter number two. So here comes Donovan Trumbull back with the basketball as they come in their offensive end. The Cardinals are a team that's been averaging 57.9 points per ball game in offense this year, being shut down here by this tough Sutton Mustangs defense. There's a drive that's going to be, ball's going to be knocked loose, and Lorenzo Williams picks her back up out here to Wilfong in three-point territory. Comes across the top down to Creighton Burr, now to Wilfong again. It's a man-to-man defense for Sutton. Here's Lorenzo Williams, dribble penetration, splits a couple of defenders. His shot from 5 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Andrew Pulowski of the Sutton Mustangs. Pulowski gets the ball to Cole Wiseman. Wiseman now to Noah Johnson. Back to Wiseman behind his screen. Throws up a three-pointer. Shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Grady Cook. Grady Cook sends it down the right sideline, bringing the ball in the offensive zone. It's going to be Wilfong. Down to Grady Cook. Inside to Creighton Burr. His shot from just in front of the basket. No good. Rebound comes down to Cook. His follow shot. No good. And he's fouling the play. So a couple of offensive rebounds here for Donovan Trumbull in his basketball game. And now we're going to have some free throws coming up here for Riley Wilfong. The personal foul is going to go on Hennessy. That's going to be his first. So it's going to be Riley Wilfong. These will be the first free throws of the night for Donovan Trumbull. And we're at the 6:30 mark in the third quarter. The shot is up there. It's going to be good by Riley Wilfong. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. He's a 64% foul shooter in the season. 39 out of 61 coming in here. Donovan Trumbull is a team hitting 58% of their foul shots. Next one is up there. It's going to be good. And this is the biggest lead of the ball game for either team. It is 10-6. With 6 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the third quarter, Donovan Trumbull has a 4-point lead. Wiseman with the ball out here. Wiseman behind his screen, moves it down the right side of the lane, goes for the basket. Shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Burr. Creighton Burr from behind knocks the ball out of bounds. That's going to be Sutton playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Cole Wiseman will trigger things in for the Mustangs. Looking. Bounce pass right in front of the basket. That's going to be Sheridan. Shot's going to be blocked down again, but the ball's picked down by Wiseman. Cole Wiseman has got it here for the Mustangs. Comes around his screen, down the lane. His little run hander is up there and in. Wiseman scores. Cole Wiseman gets the field goal. That's now a 10-8 ball game. Donovan Trumbull with a 2-point lead. Here's Riley Wilfong with the ball. Free throw line extended left side behind his screen. Wilfong comes across the top as Lorenzo Williams. Williams down to Keller in the far sideline to Williams. Holds the ball down to Grady Cook. Entry pass. They get it to Creighton Burr. His shot's up there good. Creighton Burr scores off of the window for Donovan Trumbull. He's got 6 points in the ball game. That is now a 12-8 contest. The Cardinals have the lead over the Mustangs here tonight. There's Pulowski with the ball, now to Wiseman, top of the circle. Wiseman picked up by Wilfong. Drill of penetration. There's a pass inside to Johnson. His shot's going to be blocked down again. That's the third block of this quarter here for Donovan Trumbull's defense. Cardinals come back the other way. Here's a Wilfong. He drives the ball down to the baseline. Contact made, and the foul is going to be called. So the pace is starting to pick up now here in the third quarter. The foul goes on Hennessy. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Sutton Mustangs here in this third quarter to play. It's going to be Donovan Trumbull playing the ball in. Williams has got it. Williams down to Keller. Moves it to the near sideline with the ball. There is going to be Wilfong. Now to Williams out here in three-point territory behind the screen. Williams gives the ball away. That's a Creighton Burr. Spins at the elbow. Drives it down the left side of the lane. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Reaching for the rebound. Grabbing the ball. It's going to be Wilfong. Now to Grady Cook. His shot is up there at end. Grady Cook scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. And now Donovan Trumbull has opened up a 14-8 lead here over the Sutton Mustangs. Hennessy with the ball. Hennessy comes outside to a Cole Wiseman. Wiseman 25 feet away from the basket. Donovan Trumbull is in a man-to-man defense. Sutton moves it to the left side. That's going to be Sheridan with the ball. Down to Pulowski, top of the key. Three-pointers up there and in. Andrew Pulowski hits a three ball there for Sutton. And that pulls the Mustangs back to within 3 points with 4.5 to play here in the third quarter, 14 to 11. There's Williams for three. His shot is good from the right corner. Lorenzo Williams bangs one home from 3 points here from the deep right corner. He answers the call back the other way, 17 to 11. Donovan Trumbull with a lead. Here's Wiseman for three. His shot is up there. It's good. Cole Wiseman gets the roll at the other end. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Cardinals' lead is back down to 3 points at 17 to 14. Here's Donovan Trumbull back with the ball. This is going to be Grady Cook, and now we got a whistle away from all the action. A foul is going to be called here on Sutton. That's going to go on Noah Johnson. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Mustangs. Trey Raymer comes into the ball game now for Sutton. Going out will be Tristan Sheridan. 17 to 14. Donovan Trumbull with a 3-point lead. We got 4:01 to play here in the third quarter from the Tiger Gym up here at Hastings High. Donovan Trumbull plays things in on the baseline. Burton shot no good. Rebound comes down to Tobin. His shot's going to be no good. Now they save the ball from going out of bounds, and it's going to be deflected off to the body of Raymer. Tobin does a great job down there in the baseline, getting the deflection off of the body of Raymer out of bounds. So it's going to be Donovan Trumbull playing the ball in down here on the near sideline. Down here in the corner, 3 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's a 17-14 ball game. Donovan Trumbull has got a 3-point lead. There's Lorenzo Williams on the ball. Lorenzo Williams to the near sideline. Riley Wolfong, he drives the ball. Contact made. Blocking foul is going to be called here. A blocking foul on Raymer. That's going to be his second. Raymer's second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Mustangs. 3:47 left here in the third quarter. Non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Donovan Trumbull inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. It's going to be Riley Wolfong inbounding the ball here for Donovan Trumbull as they get it down to Tobin in the corner. Back out to Keller. Down to Williams. Skip pass down in the corner. Creighton Burr's shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Sutton. Mustangs have the ball. Here's Wiseman down the left sideline. Wiseman brings it back to the center of the floor. There's a feed to Ahonasi. Ahonasi down the right side to Pulowski. Out to Wiseman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Burr. Allen pass to Wilfong down the right sideline. Riley Wilfong drives the ball. Nice pass underneath. A shot by Keller. No good. And he's fouled in the play. Nice pass by Wolfong to Noah Keller, and he is fouled in the play as he goes up for the shot. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Andrew Pulowski of Sutton. That's going to be his first personal. Team foul number five already on the Mustangs here in the second half. Donovan Trumbull with a goose egg in that category. Noah Keller to the free throw line. 73% of the season. He's 16 out of 22 from the free throw line this year. Averaging 2.2 points per ball game. So Noah Keller will go to the line here for two shots as he was fouled in the act of shooting. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. He'll get one more. The lead is now an 18-14 game. Donovan Trumbull with a lead. And the ball game now is going to be Sheridan for the Sutton Mustangs. 3:21 left here in the third quarter. Winner moves on to the Boys State High School basketball tournament coming up next week in Lincoln. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Noah Keller hits a couple of free throws. Into the ball game now will be Grady Cook, and Keller will come out now for Donovan Trumbull head coach Steve Hartman. So it's 19 to 14. Donovan Trumbull has opened up a 5-point lead here in the third quarter after leading 8-6 at halftime tonight. Here's Cole Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman comes over here in the wing to Honesty. Back out between the circles. That's Sheridan with the ball. Sheridan will send it to the far sideline to Wiseman. Wiseman now to the top of the key. That's going to be Trey Raymer with the ball. Now to Ahonasi here on the wing on the right side. Back inside the free throw circle. That's a Noah Johnson. He backs it back out here in three-point territory. Goes over on the wing on the left side to Trey Raymer. Back out here in three-point territory. That's going to be a Cole Wiseman. Now to Noah Johnson here on the wing. Johnson moves to his left on the dribble. Gets it down in the corner to Ahonasi. Ahonasi now to Wiseman. To Sheridan. Over here on the wing to a Trey Raymer. Raymer gets to the top of the key. Wiseman for three. Puts it up there and swish. Cole Wiseman knocks down his second three-pointer here in the third quarter. He's got 8 points. That's now a 19-17 ball game. Donovan Trumbull with a 2-point lead. 2:25 to play here in the third quarter. There's Lorenzo Williams with the ball. Williams dribbling with it here on the left side of the lane behind his screen. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Directs a little traffic. Reverses the ball now. Gets it to Grady Cook at the top of the circle. Grady Cook comes over here to a Wolfong. Now back out here to Lorenzo Williams. Dribbles it within a couple of feet at the top of the three-point circle. Comes over to Riley Wolfong. Entry pass to get it inside to Grady Cook. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Good defense here by the Sutton Mustangs. Pass again to Lorenzo Williams. Open for three. Takes a shot. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Noah Johnson. Johnson has got it now for Sutton. They get the ball ahead. Now Wiseman. Cole Wiseman has got the ball in the offensive zone. And Noah Johnson. Johnson holds it. Bounce pass here to Cole Wiseman. He holds it here against the man-to-man defense. Wiseman goes over on the wing on the left side. That's Trey Raymer with the ball. Raymer two-handed pass back out on top to Noah Johnson. Now to Wiseman. Whistle stops play. We've got a personal foul inside on Donovan Trumbull. A personal foul will go on the Cardinals inside. They're going to whistle this one on to Lorenzo Williams. That's going to be his third. Team foul number one on the Cardinals here in the second half. Williams checks out. Here comes Noah Keller back in. 1:35 to play in quarter number three, 19-17. Donovan Trumbull with the lead. Stop from the corner is going to be up there. No good by Wiseman as he misses the three. Rebound comes down here to Tobin. Tobin, a pass to the far sideline to Wilfong. He'll bring things up. 1:25 to play. Donovan Trumbull with the lead. Wilfong drives into the hole and shots up there and in. Riley Wilfong took it right to the hole. He scores down the right side of the lane, off of the window. He's got 6 points in the ball game, 21-17. Donovan Trumbull with the lead. Sutton has got the ball. Here's Raymer driving the ball. Gives it away to Johnson. Takes it down on the right side. His shot is up there and in. Noah Johnson to the baseline. He scores on a short jumper from the right baseline. He's got 6 points in the ball game, 21-19 now. Donovan Trumbull with a two-point lead. Cardinals have the ball. Wilfong deep in the corner on the left side. He drives it toward the goal. He's in trouble. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Noah Keller, his shot's up there no good. And we got a foul call and a rebound. It's going to be a rebounding foul here on Donovan Trumbull. A rebounding foul here is going to be called on Riley Wilfong. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game now for Sutton is going to be Andrew Pulowski. Going out is going to be Nicholas Honesty. Coming into the ball game now for the Cardinals is going to be Mitchell Sawyers. Sawyers will come in. And who's going to come out here for Donovan Trumbull? We've got Sutton coming back the other way. Sutton is down by 2 points, 21-19. Mustangs have the ball. Here's a pass on the wing. It's going to be deflected, but it's picked up here near the 10-second line by Wiseman, being guarded by Noah Keller. Here's Sutton. Sutton things up offensively. Raymer has got the ball. Now to Noah Johnson. Johnson dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Gives it away to Cole Wiseman. Keller is riding in his grill defensively. Wiseman just holds the ball. We're down to 18 seconds to play in the third quarter. 21-19. Donovan Trumbull has got a two-point lead. Wiseman with the ball now with 10 seconds to go. Wiseman gets it over here to Trey Raymer behind his screen. Raymer moves it on the dribble to the left wing. Down in the corner, Pulowski puts a man in the air, moves to his left, fires a shot up. It's good. Just inside the ring, Andrew Pulowski scores, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. We are tied. Three quarters in the books tonight in the C24 District Championship ball game. Three quarters in the books here. We'll head to the fourth and final quarter with a score. Donovan Trumbull 21 and the Sutton Mustangs 21.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Ravenna is out on top of their ball game over Kimball, 29-23. They're at halftime. Also a score in, we have got Lincoln Christian. Lincoln Christian is up 18-15 in their ball game in their district championship contest as they're playing Fall City tonight. We're mentioning that because that's a big hanger for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks needing a win by Lincoln Christian to maybe grab some points and get them into the state high school basketball tournament next week on a wild card. We are tied here at 21 points apiece as we head to the fourth and final quarter. Donovan Trumbull and Sutton going at it here tonight for the district crown. Sutton needing a win to advance to the boys state tournament. Donovan Trumbull can still use a possible wild card in Class C2. There's a ball that's going to be deflected out of bounds. A Sutton win here tonight would not be good for the hopes for Hastings St. Cecilia as Donovan Trumbull would lock up one of the wild cards in Class C2. We'll see how this fourth quarter unfolds. We're tied up at 21 points apiece. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. Noah Keller comes over here. That's Will Fong with it as he tries to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out to Lorenzo Williams. Lorenzo Williams, here's a pass that nearly thrown over the head of Keller, but he climbs the ladder to grab that one. Out of Williams on the wing on the right side. Lobs it inside. Creighton Burr, one dribble. And he's surrounded by a couple of Mustangs. The shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here. Noah Johnson. Noah Johnson gets the ball all the way to Wiseman. Down in the corner now to Pulowski. Out here to Noah Johnson. Brings it across the top. That's going to be Wiseman with the ball. Sutton can pull ahead here with a field goal. Cole Wiseman on the wing. Comes out to Noah Johnson as he holds it. Down to the left wing, Tristan Sheridan. Sheridan now to Pulowski. Pulowski is double-teamed. Gets the ball away. A pass to Nicholas Hennessy. Hennessy out to Cole Wiseman. Brings it to the wing on the right side to Noah Johnson. Bounce pass out on top. Here's Pulowski for three. Shot good. Andrew Pulowski nails his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 8 points. And Sutton has got the lead over Donovan Trumbull, 24-21. 6:34 to play. Here in the fourth quarter from the jungle at Hastings High. Grady Cook has got the ball now for Donovan Trumbull and Lorenzo Williams on the far side. Lorenzo Williams penetrates down the lane. His shot is up there. No good, but he is fouling the play as he goes tumbling out of bounds. And a foul here is going to go on the Mustangs. They're going to rule the foul on, looks like, Pulowski. That's going to be his second personal foul. 24-21. The Sutton Mustangs have got the lead. Lorenzo Williams in the free throw line. Williams has got a three-pointer to his credit tonight. That is it. 58% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's no good. Williams had gains of 2 and 6 points in the sub-district tournament. He has got 3 points so far tonight. Lorenzo Williams will toe the mark for his second shot here. It's 24-21. Sutton has got the lead. Lorenzo Williams will have another shot. It's in the air. This one is up. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Johnson. So now Sutton has a chance to increase their lead. 24-21, and now they call a timeout. Sutton wants to talk things over. 6 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Sutton 24, Donovan Trumbull 21.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ravenna is out on top of Kimball, 39-35 after three quarters of play. Ravenna 39, Kimball 35 after three. This update from the scoreboard brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings. 24-21 is the score here as we approach the six-minute mark in the fourth quarter of play. Donovan Trumbull is trailing here in the ball game. Sutton has got the ball on their offensive end. Following their timeout, Pulowski has got it out here in three-point territory. Drives it to the left side. Noah Johnson has got it. Now to Wiseman. Wiseman to Hennessy here, high right side. Hennessy dribbling with the ball and out of Pulowski. Very patient offense here for Sutton. It has worked for years under Steve Sponberg, and now a new coaching staff, but they're really adopting basically the same things that they have for years. Cole Wiseman out here in three-point territory, nearly travels with the ball. Hennessy over to Noah Johnston. Johnson down to Wiseman. Wiseman gets it to Hennessy as he works against his man-to-man defense here for Donovan Trumbull. The Mustangs have a three-point lead. There's Wiseman with the ball. It's nearly taken away there by Williams of Donovan Trumbull. Wiseman picks her back up. Down to Hennessy. High right side. Bounce pass goes to Johnson at the free throw line. Nice pass. Shooting for the basket. It's going to be Pulowski. He misses the layup. Pulowski driving for the basket. They got the ball and a nice feed from Johnson. And he misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. 24-21. It's a three-point lead now for the Sutton Mustangs. Donovan has got the ball. Here's Riley Wilfong. Free throw line extended right side out to Eric Tobin in three-point territory. Now to Wilfong on the wing on the right side. Sutton is in a man-to-man defense. Here's Williams with the ball. High left side now. Williams holds it. Lorenzo Williams dribbling to the top of the three-point arc. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it there against Wiseman. Williams still with the ball. Comes over to Wilfong. Wilfong dribbles once. Now to Grady Cook. Right at the top of the key. Down in the corner. Williams has got the ball. Lobs it inside to Burr. The ball is poked away. Burr picks it back up. Burr comes over here to Tobin. Tobin across court. Now to Williams. Lobs it inside to Creighton Burr. Shines up there and in. Creighton Burr works on the baseline and he scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. And now Donovan wants to call a timeout. Cardinals are within 1 point, 4:27 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score, Sutton 24 and Donovan Trumbull 23.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
In the third quarter here tonight, Sutton was 6 out of 12 for 50% from the floor. Donovan Trumbull was just 4 out of 12 for 33%. Three-pointers in the third quarter. Sutton was 3 out of 5 for 60%. Donovan Trumbull 1 out of 4 for 25%. Sutton had 4 rebounds in the third quarter, 1 on offense, 3 on defense. Donovan Trumbull had 2 offensive boards and 3 on defense. 4 for 4 from the free throw line for Donovan Trumbull in the third. Sutton did not get there. Donovan Trumbull had 2 block shots in the third quarter. Sutton had 0. 24-23, Donovan Trumbull now within 1 point. Sutton Mustangs have the ball with 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the basketball game in the C24 District Championship ball game here tonight. Sutton has got the ball in their offensive end. Donovan Trumbull is still man-to-man. Sheridan has got the ball, not a Wiseman. Wiseman dribbles out here in the three-point territory, takes it to the top of the key, now to Noah Johnson, now to Wiseman again, picked up by Lorenzo Williams and Donovan Trumbull. Near sideline, Johnson. He holds the ball. Johnson comes out to a Tristan Sheridan on the wing to Hennessy. Picked up there by Creighton Burr. Now to Pulaski, top of the key, over to Wiseman on the wing. Wiseman goes out to Johnson. He was open. Passed up the shot. Goes to Sheridan over here on the wing. Now to Wiseman again. Wiseman now to Hennessy. Hennessy to Pulaski. He holds the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. And again, gives the ball away to Cole Wiseman. 3.5 minutes to play. Sutton shortening the ball game here. 24-23. Mustangs have the lead. Johnson and Wayne, and he shorthands it up there. His little field goal is going to be missed, and a foul is going to be called right in front of the basket. That's the second opportunity that Sutton has had, and they blow the easy shot. Noah Johnson puts up a little five-footer and just kind of shorthands it up there. It fell off of the front of the iron. And now a rebound. The foul is going to be called on Johnson. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number 7 called on the Sutton Mustangs here in the second half. So going to the free throw line for a 1-1 is going to be Will Fong. He is 2 out of 2 from the line tonight. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Will Fong puts it up there and a shot. Good. Riley Will Fong hits on the front end of the 1-1. He'll have another one. He scored 9 points in each of the 2 sub-district basketball games. 9 points in the win over Blue Hill. 9 the other night in the victory over Hastings St. Cecilia. He's got 7 points here. Wolfong's free throw is up there. That one is around the rim and down. And it's now Donovan Trumbull with the lead. It's now a 25-24 ball game with 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Donovan Trumbull out on top of the Sutton Mustangs tonight for the C24 District Championship ball game. Hennessy has got the ball out on top to Cole Wiseman. Wiseman dribbles. He's double-teamed. Gets it over here to Hennessy. Hennessy now to Pulaski. He dribbles once here on the wing. Pulaski looking. Bounce pass comes out to Hennessy. Hennessy picked up by Creighton Burr. Far sideline, that's going to be Noah Johnson with the ball. The Donovan fans coming alive behind us here. Cole Wiseman has got the ball, and now Sutton wants to call a timeout. Sutton calls a timeout with 2 minutes and 59 seconds to play. 2:59 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Donovan Trumbull 25, Sutton 24.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at the Tiger Gym. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Again, another game that's very critical to the St. Cecilia hopes to make it into the state high school basketball tournament. You've got Winnebago out on top of Fremont Bergen tonight, 48-31. Winnebago, 38, Bergen 31. That's after three quarters of play. Ravenna is out on top. Their ball game over Kimball, 49-46. They've got 3:06 to play. Their contest out in North Platte. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. 25-24 here. Donovan Trumbull with the lead. Johnson shot from the baseline. No good, but he is hacked on the arm. Grady Cook is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. So the first foul on Grady Cook. Third team foul called on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals here in the second half of play. Noah Johnson will go to the free throw line for two. He has not shot a free throw tonight. Noah Johnson at the line. It's up there. Shot no good. He'll get one more as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 25-24. Low-scoring ball game here tonight. 6-4 Sutton at the end of one. 8-6 Donovan Trumbull at halftime. Tied up at 21 after three quarters. Now it's 25-24. Donovan Trumbull with the lead, and he still has the lead as Johnson misses two free throws. 25-24, Donovan Trumbull with the lead, and the Cardinals have the ball. Here's a Riley Wilfong. Comes over here on the near side. That's going to be Lorenzo Williams with the ball. Dribbles out here near the 10-second line. Lorenzo Williams on the attack. Now the ball's going to be knocked loose and is picked up here by Wiseman. A turnover there on Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be their sixth of the ball game. Wiseman has got the ball now for the Sutton Mustangs with 2:23 to play. Wiseman into the forecourt as he works against Williams. Comes over here in the wing on the right side. Wiseman looking. 200 pass goes to the far side. That's a Sheridan to the ball. Tristan Sheridan out here to a Pulowski as he dribbles with it now. Noah Johnson has got the ball. Man-to-man defense here for Donovan Trumbull. Wiseman has got it here on the near sideline, and the ball tipped away, and a foul is called. It's going to go on Williams. Lorenzo Williams picks up his fourth personal foul here for Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be team foul number three on the Cardinals, so this will be a non-shooting situation. It's going to be Sutton playing things in right in front of the Mustangs bench. End of the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Nolan Keller. Keller stumps in there as Williams will come to the bench. 2:05 to play in regulation, 25-24. Donovan Trumbull has got a one-point lead, but the Mustangs have the ball for the C24 District Championship ball game here tonight. Wiseman has got it. Wiseman now to Pulowski. He's working back around the perimeter. Over on the wing on the left side is going to be Noah Johnson out to Wiseman. Wiseman dribbles the ball to the free throw line, takes a shot. It's up there. It's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Wilfong. Riley Wilfong has got the defensive board here for the Cardinals. He comes back the other way. Wilfong gets the ball to Creighton Burr. 25-24, Donovan with a one-point lead. 1:37 to play here in the fourth quarter from the jungle at Hastings High. Here's Donovan Trumbull with the ball. Here's Grady Cook. His pass deflected, picked up over there by Wilfong. And now Donovan Trumbull wants to call a timeout. Cardinals want to talk things over as they head back to their nest here on the near sideline. 1:29 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Donovan Trumbull 25, the Mustangs 24.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, here's another big game as far as the C2 wild card situation is concerned. Huntington Cedar Catholic is leading Ainsworth by a score of 62-60. They've got 2:51 to play in that ball game. Huntington Cedar Catholic 62, Ainsworth 60. And that's a battle for a possible wild card spot for several teams in the area tonight. 25-24 is the score here. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Donovan Trumbull currently second place in the point standings behind Ainsworth as the action got underway here tonight in case the Cardinals are unable to pick up a win here tonight, although they have a one-point lead right now, 25-24. Cardinals have the ball. This is going to be Nolan Keller as he drives in. The foul is going to be called here on Andrew Pulowski. Pulowski picks up his third. As we mentioned earlier tonight, Sutton has no chance at a wild card, so in order for them to get to the state basketball tournament next week, it will have to be a victory here tonight over Donovan Trumbull. Going to the free throw line is going to be Nolan Keller now for the Cardinals. He has got 2 points in the ball game on a couple of free throws. That's the fourth team foul called on Sutton. There's 14 foul on Donovan Trumbull and the eighth one on Sutton. The free throw is missed here by Keller, and the rebound comes down to Sutton. With a minute to play, Sutton has got the ball. Wiseman over here on the wing on the right side goes over to Oplowski. His shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Donovan for the rebound is loose. Johnson has it. He loses the ball out of bounds. The officials look, and they give the ball to Donovan Trumbull. It was last touchdown there by Johnson of Sutton after the missed shot. So now the Sutton Mustangs will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Donovan Trumbull will inbound the ball. We've got 53.5 seconds to play. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Pulowski, and coming in is going to be Raymer. Donovan Trumbull will inbound the ball here in backcourt. This is Creighton Burr as he holds it down here. Creighton Burr, he gets the ball inbounded down to Grady Cook, down to Lorenzo Williams. Gets it back into the hands of Creighton Burr, and he'll bring things up. Down the right sideline, Williams has got the ball. Lorenzo Williams comes out here to Riley Wilfong. 42 seconds to play, 25-24. Donovan Trumbull with a one-point lead. Here's Creighton Burr with the ball. Creighton Burr, now Lorenzo Williams. He's going to be fouled in the play. Cole Wiseman will pick up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Sutton Mustangs. So that's going to send Donovan Trumbull to the free throw line for a one-and-one situation here. That's 9 team fouls, 35.4 seconds to play. Lorenzo Williams in the free throw line. He is 0 for 2 so far tonight. He's a 58% foul shooter on the season. 25-24, Donovan Trumbull with a one-point lead. Shot is up there, and the shot good. Lorenzo Williams will have one more. 26-24. Cardinals have the lead. Looking to win their way to the Boise State High School basketball tournament. There's a second shot by Lorenzo Williams. It's in the air, and the shot is around the rim, and it falls down the hole. It hung on the back lip and falls down through the hole. It's now a 27-24 ball game. 30 seconds to play here at the Tiger Gym. Here's Sheridan with the ball underneath. That's Johnson. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be good. Johnson gets the field goal just to the left of the basket, and the timeout's called here by the Mustangs. A timeout's going to be called here with 21.1 seconds to play. We will take a break with the score. Donovan Trumbull, 27, and the Sutton Mustangs, 26.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, as we welcome you back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Well, of a basketball game here tonight. It hasn't been a high-scoring affair, but I'll tell you what, a very competitive one. 6-4, Sutton had the lead after the first quarter. 8-6. Donovan Trumbull had the lead at halftime as Sutton was shut out in quarter number two. We were tied up at 21 points apiece after three quarters. But now the score is 27-26. Donovan Trumbull has got a one-point lead with 23.5 seconds to play in regulation. Donovan Trumbull will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Sutton has got all five defenders now here in the backcourt. They need to force a turnover here. They've got 9 team fouls. If they're going to foul here, they're going to play things in. This is Keller with the ball to the far sideline. They get it over there to Riley Wilfong. Wilfong now to Lorenzo Williams, and they're bringing it in the offensive zone. Now we're going to have a foul called here. Creighton Burr is going to go to the free throw line with 14.3 seconds to play. So it's 27-26. Burr will go to the free throw line. He's a 56% foul shooter in the season. Now, this will be a two-shot foul. That's the 10th team foul on Sutton. So this will be a two-shot foul for Creighton Burr. It's 27-26. Burr to the line here. And his shot is up there. The shot is going to be good. Creighton Burr hits his first one. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Eric Tobin. Tobin will come in now for Donovan Trumbull. It's a 28-26 ball game. Cardinals have the lead with 14.3 seconds to play. Creighton Burr will have one more free throw here for the Cardinals. Eyes the bucket. Dips the knees. Shot is up there. Good. Two free throws for Burr. That's now 29-26 with 14.3 seconds to play. And now Donovan Trumbull wants to call a timeout. Cardinals call a timeout. We'll take another break with a score. Donovan Trumbull 29, Sutton 26.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Lincoln Christian leads Fall City 36-35 with 30 seconds to play in their ball game. Lincoln Christian over Fall City 36-35 with 30 seconds to play in their game. 14.3 seconds to play here, 29-26. Donovan Trumbull with the lead. Here's Sutton with the ball. Cole Wiseman to the near sideline. He's going to be fouled in the play. Now, Donovan Trumbull has got a couple of fouls to waste, so we're down to 9 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, and that's only the 15th foul called on the Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on Grady Cook. So, in essence, they can foul another time here. The Mustangs will try to get a shot away. They're trailing 29-26 here in this fourth quarter of play. Johnson has got the ball. Now to Pulowski. Pulowski forces up a three. A shot no good, but he has fouled in a play, and he's going to have three shots here. He was fouled right at the top of the three-point circle. That one nearly went down the hole for Sutton. A personal foul is going to be called here on Riley Wilfong. So now going to the free throw line for the Sutton Mustangs is going to be Pulowski with 5.6 seconds to play. Pulowski goes to the free throw line 4-3. His first one is up there good. He has not been to the line so far tonight, but he cans his first one. 29-27 with 5.6 seconds to play. Pulowski will have one more. Next one is up there good. Cool as a cucumber, nothing but twine on those first two free throws by Andrew Pulowski. It's now 29-28. As Pulowski will have one more shot here as he was fouled in three-point territory. Pulowski will go to the line again. His shot is up there. The shot is in and out. Back in again. We're tied with 5.6 seconds to play. Three free throws by Andrew Pulowski has tied things up for the Sutton Mustangs, and we've got a timeout. We'll take another break. 5.6 seconds to play. Or will he? No, we have no timeout called here. No timeout called here. The teams went to their respective benches, but nobody called the timeout. Donovan Trumbull has got to inbound the ball here. And now the Cardinals, I think, do they want to call a timeout? Nope, they don't. Donovan Trumbull wants to inbound the ball here. 5.6 seconds to play. It is a 29-29 ball game. And now the Mustangs say, yeah, we better talk things over here. Sutton wants to talk things over. So a little confusion there about whether a timeout was called and who took it. Finally, Sutton says, we've got one left. We'll burn one right here. 5.6 seconds to play in regulation. Donovan Trumbull, 29, Sutton, 29.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop. Gives you more shopping centered around you, you, you. With a you get more superstore. Outlet Superstore.
The Breeze 94.5.
Hey, coming up, we got the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight. 29-29 is the score. 5.6 seconds to play in regulation. Donovan Trumbull will inbound the ball here in backcourt. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sutton in the event of a jump ball. Creighton Burr will inbound the ball here for the Cardinals underneath the Sutton basket. Burr has got it. He gets things in to Riley Wilfong down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the left side of the lane to the goal. His shot no good. Tip try no good. And we are headed to overtime. Donovan Trumbull getting a couple of chips there right at the end of the ball game that would not go. So we are headed to OT here tonight in boys high school basketball for the C4 district championship. After four quarters, Donovan Trumbull 29, Sutton 29. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, here's a couple of scores for you. Ainsworth has come back to beat Hardington Cedar Catholic 66-65. Kimball winners over Ravenna tonight 56-55. That in C2 action. So it was Ainsworth coming back to win 66-65, and Kimball beats Ravenna tonight by a score of 56-55. We're tied up here at 29 points apiece as we head to the overtime session. Donovan Trumbull is got the ball to begin this OT. It'll be a four-minute overtime period. That's going to be Lorenzo Williams with the ball now to Creighton Burr. Burr goes over to Eric Tobin, high right side for Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals have got the basketball. Here's a Grady Cook with the ball now to Lorenzo Williams. Williams goes over to the far sideline to Riley Wilfong. Now to Creighton Burr to Williams here on the near side. Now to Riley Wilfong again. Riley Wilfong dribbles to the top of the key, drives it down the right side of the lane, goes for the basket, and shot is up at the end. Riley Wilfong finds a seam in that defense and takes it to the hole and scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. It's now 31-29. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. We're in the overtime session now with 3:09 to play. Here's a Pulowski, drives it. His shot's going to be blocked down by Burr. The ball's recovered here by Wilfong. So Pulowski takes a little short jumper. The ball is going to be blocked down there by Creighton Burr. And now Donovan Trumbull has got a 2-point lead in overtime in the basketball. Here's Creighton Burr out here in 3-point territory. Burr just holds on to it. Comes over here to Wilfong, down free throw line, extended left side out to Lorenzo Williams. Williams, about 35 feet away from the basket, comes over here to Riley Wilfong as he holds the ball. Now to Creighton Burr, top of the key. Wilfong in the wing. Sutton is in a man-to-man defense. We're down to 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Wilfong, in overtime, has got the ball. Now to Creighton Burr. Burr here on the left side of the lane. He hands it back to Wilfong right in front of the Donovan bench. We're down to 2:20 to play here in the overtime session. 31-29, Donovan has got the lead. Over here on the near side again is Riley Wilfong. Gets away, dribbles it again down the right side of the lane. Now he's met, and we got contact made in the foul called. About the same play there. Wilfong took it down the right side of the lane as he scored in the previous possession. That time he runs into a little bit of traffic there from Sutton and picks up a personal foul from Andrew Pulowski. Pulowski picks up his fourth personal. That's going to be team foul number 10 plus on Sutton here in the second half of play. So this will be a two-shot foul by Riley Wilfong. He's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. Wilfong now with 11 in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull has a 3-point lead, 32-29. Riley Wilfong will have one more shot here for the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull with 2:13 remaining. Shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and falls off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Noah Johnson. Johnson has got it now for the Sutton Mustangs for Cole Wiseman. Wiseman hustles it back the other way for Sutton. They're down by 3 points now in the overtime session. Sutton has got the ball. Here's Pulowski. Pulowski goes over to Wiseman on the wing behind the screen. Wiseman takes the ball down the baseline and shot is up there and in. Cole Wiseman moves the ball in the hole and scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 32-31. Donovan Trumbull now with a 1-point lead with 1 minute and 46 seconds to play here in the C2-4 district championship ball game. Here on the near sideline with the ball is going to be Donovan Trumbull. Dribbling with it is going to be Tobin. Tobin comes out to Williams just across the 10-second line. Williams dribbling with it here. Comes to the near sideline. Williams bounce pass comes across the top. That's Riley Wilfong with the ball. Wilfong dribbling with it. Nearly palms the basketball. No call there. Williams has got it. Back out between the circles to Tobin. Tobin over the far sideline to Grady Cook. Down to Lorenzo Williams again. Picked up by Wiseman. Gets away. Moves the right side of the floor now. Won't take the shot. Williams has got her back. Free throw line extended right side. Top of the key is Riley Wilfong. Riley Wilfong trying to dribble with it. He's being attacked out here by Wiseman. We're down to 1:05 to play in overtime. Williams dribble penetration down the lane. Dishes off down low. Shot is up and in. Eric Tobin with his first field goal of the ball game. And a nice dish from Lorenzo Williams. That's 34-31. Donovan Trumbull again with a three-point lead. Here comes Sutton back into their offensive zone. Cole Wiseman has got the ball, 45 seconds to play here in the overtime session. Sutton has got it. Here's Noah Johnson on the wing. Johnson, he gets it to the top of the key to Hornacy. Nice pass inside, a shot by Wiseman is good, and he's fouled. Cole Wiseman goes for the basket, a nice pass there by Sutton as they get the ball down to Wiseman. He scores, and he is fouled in a play here by Eric Tobin of Donovan Trumbull. So it's 34-33. Donovan Trumbull now with a one-point lead as Wiseman will go to the free throw line and try to tack on one more and tie this ball game up. Wiseman has not been to the free throw line so far tonight. Wiseman with 35.9 seconds to play in overtime. Dribbling of the ball at the free throw line. Shot is up there. The shot good. So we are tied up at 34 points apiece. And Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. Now with 30 seconds to go. The Cardinals are going to go for the final shot here. 24 seconds to play as they're just passing the ball around out here near the 10-second line. They will work the clock down. And then they'll call a timeout. We're down to 15 seconds to play. And there's your timeout, 14.2 seconds. 14.2 seconds to play in overtime. Donovan Trumbull and Sutton, they are tied up here for the C24 District Championship. We'll take a break. Donovan Trumbull, 34, Sutton, 34.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Cozad has beaten Valentine tonight by a score of 66-57. Ainsworth, winners over Huntington Cedar Catholic tonight, 66-65. Kimball knocks off Ravenna by a score of 56-55. Donovan Trumbull and the Sutton Mustangs were tied up at 34 points apiece as we head to the final 14.2 seconds of overtime here tonight. Donovan Trumbull plays things in. They get it to a Riley Wolfong out here. Looks at the clock. We're down to 10 seconds to play. Riley Wolfong is going to drive the ball down the lane. He stops, kicks it back out. Creighton Burr for three. A shot is off of the right side. No good. Rebound. Williams grabs it. He throws it up in the corner. A shot is no good, and we are headed to double overtime. We are headed to the second overtime session here tonight with a score tied at 34 points apiece. All right, so they had the shot, and they couldn't convert. In fact, they had two shots at the end of regulation and two shots at the end of the first overtime, and we're still tied up here. We'll head to the fourth, another four-minute overtime session here tonight. We'll take a break with a score, Donovan Trumbull 34 and the Sutton Mustangs 34.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, here we are, this second overtime here tonight for the Jungle at Hastings High. Sutton, 34. Donovan Trumbull, 34. And once again, Donovan Trumbull controls the opening tip here in this second overtime session. Cardinals shooting to our basket to our left here in the second OT. Here's Eric Tobin with the ball. Tobin comes over to Lorenzo Williams. Out to Riley Wolfong here at the top of the key. Brings it back on the left wing. That's going to be Creighton Burr with the ball. Burr at the top of the circle. Gives it now to Lorenzo Williams. Sutton is in a man-to-man defense. Lorenzo Williams has it slapped away. Williams picks it back up down to the free throw line. Out to Eric Tobin on the wing. Long pass goes inside to Burr. Takes it down to the baseline and shot. No good, and he's fouled in the play. Noah Johnson picks up the personal foul for Sutton. That's going to be his third. Now remember, the Mustangs are over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. So all these free throws will be two-shot varieties. Seven team fouls on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals here in the second half. Burr to the free throw line. Shot good. Creighton Burr's now got 11 points in the game. He is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. 35-34. Donovan Trumbull with a one-point lead here in the second overtime. Second shot good. 36-34. Here comes Sutton back with the basketball down the far sideline. Wiseman has got it. Wiseman now with Noah Johnson. High right side is going to be Hennessy. Back out between the rings is going to be Wiseman. He holds the ball. 200 pass comes over here to Hennessy. Picked up by Creighton Burr. Now out here in 3-point territory, he sends it over to Wiseman. There's a pass underneath. The shot is up and in. Nice pass by Wiseman to Tristan Sheridan, and he lays it in. Backdoor play there. Sheridan was wide open, and he gets his first field goal of the ball game. We are now tied up at 36 points apiece. Here in the second overtime, we're down to 3 minutes to play. Donovan Trumbull with the ball again, and he's working inside to Burr. His shot in the lane is going to be no good. Ripping the rebound out of there for Sutton is going to be Cole Wiseman. Wiseman will bring it up himself. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Wiseman gets the ball to a Noah Johnson. Johnson comes over here to Raymer on the wing on the right side. Trey Raymer holds the ball. Trey Raymer working over here against Lorenzo Williams. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here now to Cole Wiseman. Wiseman dribbling out here just across the 10-second line. Now Wiseman directing some traffic. Comes over here in the right wing. It's going to be Hennessy with the ball. Hennessy gets away. He dribbles back out here in three-point territory. Hennessy gives it back to Wiseman here on the wing. Cole Wiseman dribbles out 25 feet away from the basket, moves it to the left side of the floor, hands away down to Trey Raymer. 2:09 to play in double overtime. Raymer with the ball at the free throw line, shoves off a little bit. He gets away with that. As Raymer brings it out near the 10-second line. Now to Cole Wiseman. Wiseman just across the mid-court stripe here. Starts to work with the ball again. That's going to be Sheridan. There's a pass down low to Johnson. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Down to a minute and 52 seconds to play. They got the shot they wanted. Noah Johnson just left of the basket. But Donovan Trumbull, and that was Creighton Burr who got his hands on it there for the Cardinals. Comes out of nowhere and slaps that baby out of bounds. So it's going to be Sutton playing things in down here in the corner underneath their basket. Wiseman gets it in to Raymer. Entry pass to get it inside to Johnson again. Again, his shot's going to be blocked, but this one is going to be a foul call. Grady Cook. It's going to be a personal foul on Grady Cook. That's going to be his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Cardinals. So going to the free throw line for Sutton is going to be Noah Johnson. He's got 8 points in the ball game, 4 field goals, 0-2 from the free throw line tonight. We're in the second overtime. We're tied up at 36 points apiece. Sutton will try to pull ahead here in the second OT. Johnson's free throw is up there. Johnson hits it. They'll have one more into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. It's going to be Noah Keller. Keller comes in. Eric Tobin checks out. 37-36, Sutton with a one-point lead. Mustangs trying to work their way into the Boise State High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. Noah Johnson will have one more. Shot is up there. Good. 38-36. Donovan Trumbull is down by 2 points. Here come the Cardinals back to their offensive zone. That's Noah Keller with the ball on the right side. Noah Keller holds it. There's a pass out to Wilfong. 25 feet away from the basket. Riley Wilfong goes to the far sideline. Lorenzo Williams holds the ball. A pass down in the corner. That's going to be Wilfong with the ball. Brings it up high on the block. Wilfong out to Grady Cook. Two-handed pass down in the left corner with the ball there. There's going to be Noah Keller. He dribbles once. Now he's in trouble. He throws to the near sideline. Lorenzo Williams has got it. Williams drives it down the left side of the lane. Contact made and the foul called. Trey Raymer went down there for the Sutton Mustangs. Also going down was Noah Johnson. And the foul is going to be called here on Raymer. That's going to be his third. That's going to send Lorenzo Williams to the free throw line for Donovan Trumbull with a minute and 14 seconds to play. Second overtime, 38-36. Sutton has got the lead. A shot from the free throw line is no good by Williams. He is now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He's a 58% foul shooter in the season. 38-36, Sutton has got the lead. 1:14 left here in the second overtime session from the jungle at Hastings High tonight. Lorenzo Williams will have one more shot here. Lorenzo looks up there, squats, fires it, shot, is off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Sutton. Noah Johnson has got the ball. So Lorenzo Williams misses a pair of free throws. Under a minute to play here as Sutton comes into their offensive zone. Hornacek with it here on the near sideline, being attacked by Creighton Burr. Gets it out to Cole Wiseman. Wiseman's going to be attacked out here, and a foul is going to be called on to Riley Wolfong. Wolfong picks up his third personal foul. Now that's going to send Wiseman to the free throw line. It's going to be team foul number 8 on Donovan Trumbull. So this will be a one-and-one situation here for Cole Wiseman, who's also hit a free throw in this ball game tonight to go along with his field goals. He's got 13 points in the ball game. Wiseman will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 with 56.4 seconds to play. It's Sutton 38, Donovan Trumbull 36. Wiseman will toe the mark here. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Wiseman hits the free throw, and that gives the Sutton Mustangs a 39-36 lead over Donovan Trumbull. Wiseman will have one more shot. Wiseman dribbles, spins the ball toward him, dribbles again, now throws it up there. The shot is up good. Two free throws by Cole Wiseman. And now Sutton has got a four-point lead, 40-36 with 54 seconds to play. Here's Wilfong, has the ball tipped loose. It is loose out here. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Creighton Burr. Now a foul is going to be called. The ball was knocked loose. It was saved there from going out of bounds here on the near sideline. The ball was retrieved by Donovan Trumbull out here in three-point territory. Then a foul is going to be called on Noah Johnson. Johnson picks up his fourth personal foul. That's going to send Creighton Burr to the free throw line now for DT. Creighton Burr is 4 out of 4 from the line tonight. His shot is up there. It's off the front iron. No good. Creighton Burr will have one more. It's a 40-36 ball game. Sutton has got a four-point lead. As Creighton Burr will go back to the free throw line here for Donovan Trumbull. Had 27 points in their sub-district win over Blue Hill the other night. Come back with 9 more in that victory over Hastings St. Cecilia. He's got 12 so far tonight. Creighton Burr's free throw is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Johnson. Johnson has got it for Sutton. Gives it away to Cole Wiseman. Wiseman down the left sideline. The Mustangs have a four-point lead. 40-36. There's a pass down on the low block on the left side, and a foul is going to be called again. This is going to go on Creighton Burr. Creighton Burr picks up his first personal foul. Going to the free throw line will be Sheridan. Tristan Sheridan to the line now. He has got 4 points in the game. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. This will be a 2-shot foul. Now Donovan Trumbull is over the 10-foul limit. Shot is up there. The shot good. Well, Sutton is making their free throws here in the second overtime. Donovan Trumbull is not. And the Cardinals are now down by 5 points, 41-36. Tristan Sheridan will have one more shot here for the Sutton Mustangs. Sutton trying to win their way to the state tournament here tonight. Tristan Sheridan will have one more, 33.5 seconds to play. Second overtime. Next shot is up there, good. 42-36. Donovan Trumbull comes back to their offensive zone. Wilfong for 3. Shot is up there. Good. Riley Wilfong nails a 3-ball. He's got 14 points in the ball game, and now Donovan wants to call a timeout. Donovan Trumbull calls a timeout. 28.8 seconds to play. Here in the second overtime, we'll take a break with a score. Sutton 42, Donovan Trumbull 39.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we got 28.8 seconds to play. Second overtime here tonight. Boys High School basketball for the district championship. Sutton is out on top of Donovan Trumbull by a score of 42-39. Sutton will inbound the ball as they get it to Pulowski here in backcourt, picked up by Wilfong. Pulowski dribbling with the ball, hands it away to Cole Wiseman. Wiseman brings it back to Pulowski, 20 seconds to play. Here in the second overtime, to get it into the offensive zone, and a foul is going to be called. No, a timeout's going to be called. All right, Andrew Pulowski being pressured out here calls the timeout. So Sutton will talk things over with 17.8 seconds to play. We'll take another break here. High school basketball on the Breeze. We'll be back right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Bishop Newman has come from 19 points down to beat Winnebago tonight in high school basketball in Class C2. It was Bergen winning tonight by a score of 65-58. So Bergen picks up a win to win the C2-2 district championship, 65-58 over Winnebago. Here's Donovan Trumbull. They're going to foul here in backcourt. Cole Wiseman is going to be fouled into play here by Riley Wolfong. That's going to send Sutton to the free throw line. So the district winners so far in Class C2 have been Archbishop Bergen, also Ainsworth and Kimball. And now we've got the Sutton Mustangs with a three-point lead with 16.5 seconds to play here in the second overtime. Wiseman is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight, and now he's 3 out of 4 as he misses that one. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line by Cole Wiseman, so it's a three-point ball game. 16.5 seconds to play. Wiseman will have one more shot here. This would give Sutton a two-possession lead. Wiseman looks up there. The shot is good. 43-39, now a four-point lead. Here's Wolfong coming back the other way for Donovan Trumbull. Goes into the far sideline. That's Noah Keller with the ball. Now to Wolfong. Forces up a three. It's going to be blocked down. Ball is going to be loose. It's picked up here by Wiseman of Sutton. He loses the ball out of bounds. It comes on the near sideline, and they give the ball to Donovan Trumbull now. With 3.1 seconds to play, it's a four-point ball game. Sutton is leading by 4 points, but Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Nope, they're going to play it in right in front of the Donovan Trumbull bench. It's a four-point ball game, a two-possession contest here. Here's Keller. Gets the ball out here in 3 points. Here it's way. Lorenzo Williams for three. Shot no good. Rebound Sutton, and the ball game is over. The Sutton Mustangs knock off Donovan Trumbull tonight in two overtimes to win their way to the Boys Sight High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. A double overtime affair here tonight, and Sutton pulls it off, and the Mustangs improve to 17 wins. I went the thrill of sports. 17-9 is what Sutton will go to the state tournament with. Donovan Trumbull, he'll be in line for a wild card in Class C2. The Cardinals are now 22-4 on the season. A wild one here tonight. The Sutton Mustangs knock off Donovan Trumbull tonight here on the Breeze. Final score 43-39. We'll come back with a Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Good Luck Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. The Sutton Mustangs headed to the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Lincoln as they knock off Donovan Trumbull tonight in the C24 District Championship ball game in double overtime. Final score is Sutton 43 and Donovan Trumbull 39. Sutton led 6-4 after the first quarter. Donovan Trumbull came back to grab an 8-6 lead after the second quarter. We were tied up at 21 points apiece after three, tied up at 29 after four, tied up at 34 after the first overtime. And then Sutton outscores Donovan Trumbull in the second overtime session, a margin of 9-5, most of those from the free throw line. And the Sutton Mustangs knock off Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 43-39 in double overtime. So the Cardinals 22-4 on the season. Donovan Trumbull will still be alive for a wild card in Class C2. In fact, they were number two in the power rankings coming into the ball games here tonight. The number one team was Ainsworth, and Ainsworth, they will not need their wild card possibility as they came back to beat Hardington Cedar Catholic tonight, 66-65. This win by Sutton was not good news for the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. Are sitting there in the midst of the wild card chase. They needed a Donovan Trumbull victory here tonight, but they didn't get it as Sutton knocks off the Cardinals tonight by a score of 43-39. Scoring in the ball game tonight for Donovan Trumbull, they were led by Riley Wilfong as he scores 14 points in the ball game. Wilfong had three field goals. He had a three-pointer tonight. He was 5-6 in the free throw line for 14 points. Creighton Burr, he scores 12 points in the ball game. He had four field goals, and he was 4-6 from the free throw line. He scores 12, so only two guys in double figures tonight for Donovan Trumbull, led by Riley Wilfong with 14. The other scorers, it was Lorenzo Williams coming up with 5 points tonight. He had a three, and he was 2-6 from the free throw line. Grady Cook, he had two field goals and 4 points. Noah Keller, he was 2-3 from the free throw line for two. Eric Tobin, he had a field goal and 2 points. I had Donovan Trumbull 13-21 for the free throw line in the ball game here tonight. For the Sutton Mustangs, they were led by Cole Wiseman as he comes up with 16 points in the game. Wiseman hits a couple of three-pointers. He had 3 2-point field goals, and he was 4-4 from the free throw line. It was Cole Wiseman scoring 16. Andrew Pulowski, he scores 10 points in the game. He was 2-3 from the free throw line. He's the guy who went to the free throw line at the end of regulation to hit three consecutive free throws to force the overtime session. He ends up with 10 points in the ball game. Noah Johnson also had 10 points. He had 4 field goals. He was 2-4 from the free throw line. Tristan Sheridan, he had 6 points in the game tonight, a field goal. He was 4-4 from the free throw line. So again, it was the Sutton Mustangs knocking off Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 43-39 in double overtime. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We'll have more right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Tiger Gym, it was the Sutton Mustangs tonight knocking off Donovan Trumbull in double overtime by a score of 43-39 tonight. So the Mustangs are headed to the Boys State High School basketball tournament coming up next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Lincoln. Donovan Trumbull, they'll need to resort to the wild card here in Class C2 to get them into the state tournament. Again, Sutton wins it in two overtimes tonight, 43-39 over Sutton. Ainsworth came back to beat Hardington Cedar Catholic tonight, 66-65, as Ainsworth picks up the victory tonight to win the C25 district championship. Kimball picks up a win as they came back to beat Ravenna tonight by the score of 56-55. And it was Archbishop Bergen. They picked up a win over Winnebago tonight after Winnebago had a big, big lead. It was a Bergen coming back to beat Winnebago tonight by a score of 65-58. As the head coach for the Sutton Mustangs, John Landenhoff, is going to join us here on the postgame show, the Misco Sports postgame show. And, Coach, that was a whale of a basketball game here tonight. Your kids never died in this one.
Yeah, they just kept battling. And, you know, it was just, we knew it was going to be a four-quarter battle, and then it got extended a little bit. But, you know, our kids just, they've been that way all year. They've been resilient. They play hard. That's all I can ask as a coach.
Really, it was free throws down the stretch in the second overtime that gave you guys the win.
Right. We haven't shot free throws overly well this year. And, you know, we've had some games against some good quality teams. And we finally stepped up and hit some shots down the stretch or hit some free throws. So that was big.
Did you expect this type of game, especially in the first half? It was 8-6 in favor of Donovan Trumbull at halftime.
Right. I'm sure people probably thought they were at the football game and not the – even although I think the football team outscored us pretty easily. But it was one of those things where we just got into that defensive battle and just stayed with them. And I think our kids, as long as we stayed in the game, they just kept gaining confidence as we went through.
You guys are so patient on offense. That was the key here tonight. You got the shots when you needed to.
Yeah, we just, you know, and that's something we've learned from Coach Bomberg. He's been a great mentor and great to work with. And just to keep being patient, keep running it through, and hopefully eventually we would get a shot. So.
Talk about shutting down. You talked in the pregame show about all the weapons that Donovan Trumbull had. Talk about how tough that was defensively.
Well, it was, you know, it was a battle. Their post guys are very good. I think, you know, we battled them in the post. I know the Slough kid had an injury, so he didn't come back in. But the Wilfong kid and the Williams kid, they're solid athletes, and they can all score and shoot it. But I thought our kids played hard, and we just battled them inside and made everything tough for them. But they're a quality team as well.
So. Talk about how important Cole Wiseman is to your ball club. He comes up with 16 tonight.
Well, he's just been a key all year. He, you know, we moved him to the point. He's had a handle on the ball. He leads us in steals and assists. He's our leading point scorer. He holds this team together. He's kind of the one guy that, you know, if we're struggling, we got to go to him to get some shots. And I thought he hit a couple big shots in the third quarter before it got maybe to where they were kind of getting on a run. He stepped up and hit some big shots for us.
Okay, we'll let you get on with the celebration. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right, John Landenhoff, he's the head coach for the Sutton Mustangs tonight. Again, Sutton knocks off the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals here tonight in the district championship ball game, winning in two overtimes tonight by a score of 43-39. We'll take one more break. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back here in the Bisco Sports postgame show here tonight. Before we get out of here, we'll recap some of the scores that we have in. First of all, in Class C1, it was Cozad tonight beating Valentine by a score of 66-57 to win the championship there in Broken Bow. Your Class C2 results. The D1 district final has been won by Freeman as the Freeman Falcons headed to the state tournament again. Freeman knocks off UTAN tonight by a score of 58-45. It was Archbishop Bergen coming back to beat Winnebago by a score of 65-58. Bergen was down by a double digits there late in the ball game, but they come back to beat Winnebago tonight by a score of 65-58. It was Sutton winning here in two overtimes over Donovan Trumbull, 43-39. It was Ainsworth coming back to beat Hardington Cedar Catholic tonight by a score of 66-65. Kimball coming back to beat Ravenna by a score of 56-55. Those are all the ball games that we have in thus far in Class C. The Class D1 and the Class D2 state championship games will be played on Tuesday. They'll be played tomorrow as they will head to the
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Tip number one, don't unplug the radio guy when we're still on the air. Anyway, tomorrow night we'll have Fullerton playing Shelton at Grand Island Central Catholic in the D1-3 District Championship ball game. We'll have it for you here on The Breeze. Airtime will be at 6:45 with a pregame show and 7 o'clock for the tip-off from the Crusader Gym. Fullerton and Shelton coming up tomorrow night here on The Breeze. And the final score in this one was Sutton beating Donovan Trumbull in two overtimes, 43-39 for my statistician Gene Shaw. For Caleb Remke, my producer and engineer at the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.